views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ AM 1230 in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, cable radio network, and Transformation Talk Radio. And there's all sorts of other stations, too, iHeart and on and on and on. I understand that there are 35 stations in Australia who are listening to this right now. So let's see. If we have any listeners in Australia, we would love to hear from you. Either, you know, Skype with us or get on to our Facebook page and say, hey, we're listening, but we're thrilled to be reaching down under. And I have to tell you, I'm so fascinated by the topic of our show today because the show is about dreams, not the kinds of dreams that we think about when we're awake, but those dreams that we don't personally control when we're sleeping. That can be perplexing, intriguing, terrifying, and they can also give us all sorts of insight and clues into what's going on in our psyche. And I believe that sometimes we have precognitive dreams where we're tuning into some aspect of reality that we don't normally grab a hold of with our conscious mind. So it's pretty cool that we're going to be talking about dreams today, and we're going to have an opportunity for you to talk about your dreams and to have an expert help you to interpret it. But before we get into this fun topic, I want to say hello to my better half in the studio, Benny Mathers. Hey, Benny.
Howdy, howdy. I am doing very well, Christine. You looking forward to the big Seafair weekend around here and
yes,
more
I
Blue
am.
Angel action?
Yeah, I like the Blue Angels from afar.
So,
I try to stay away from the nitty gritty. like takes 3 hours to park.
Oh,
and
well,
get
yeah,
out
that's
there,
true.
All that
yeah,
stuff.
That's true.
But it's great fun. And
it is.
It really is. So symbolic of summer here in Seattle.
It certainly is, and we missed them last year, and they're back. So I hope everyone enjoys it. And just a real quick note, if you are listening on Sunday around 10 a.m., we are broadcasting the entire festivities from locally down there on Lake Washington. So
here on KKNW.
Yep.
Yes.
So it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. And I know that the Blue Angels are going to practice today. I know last year we watched them fly by as we were doing this show. I think that they're not going to be practicing until a little later today.
Well, last year, remember, they didn't show up. It was a different group of planes. It was the year before that.
Oh, okay.
For planes for you, you're probably like, they just go really loud, really fast. But remember, it was the whole military budget issue last year that they...
Yes.
Yeah, I was kind of frustrated. But they are back, so that's all good.
Good.
Yeah.
We're happy to have the Blue Angels back in Seattle. And, you know, we're going to be talking about dreams today, and we're going to be talking with somebody who's been on the show before who's so fascinating. His name's J.M. DeBord, and, you know, he has great insight into dreams. He's been in publishing, started 25 years ago. He's worked in newspaper, radio, and television journalism. He's the author of a novel, Something Coming, a New Age Thriller. And he's been studying and interpreting dreams for a couple of decades now. And he's the author of a very insightful and helpful book called Dreams 1-2-3, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams. And it's a groundbreaking book that helps to make the dreams that we have that seem so crazy understandable for everybody. And he also shows us how we can take the information that's in our dreams so that we can use it for our benefit. He interprets dreams as a moderator at Reddit Dreams, where he is known as Rad Owl. JM, welcome to the show.
Hi, Christine. It's great to be back. Thanks for the great introduction.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for coming back. And, you know, Benny, we're going to be taking some callers. So can you share with our listeners, if they're interested in sharing one of their dreams, they want to get some advice about what it's about, if what the number is, please.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. It's 800-930-2819. Again, the number is 800-930-2819. So give us a holler, and we'll put you in the queue.
Great. Now, JM, you know, just about everybody dreams. I guess everybody probably dreams. But, you know, many people will remember their dreams. And oftentimes people will just say, that was weird, and then sort of, you know, put it away and not think about it. What's the benefit of remembering and sort of deciphering our dreams?
Well, your dreams give you a perspective of yourself. It's showing you from a larger perspective. It's sort of like a, you know how you, if you have a really good friend, somebody who can tell you things about yourself that maybe you're not seeing.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get caught up in the daily grind of life. And you don't have as much time to reflect on things. And dreams will take those things that you miss, and they'll amplify them for you. So even though the content of the dream can sometimes seem absurd or completely disconnected from your life, the dreams are actually showing you your life. And they're trying to show you areas where you can improve, where you can develop, where you can be more creative, where you can be more engaged, where you can understand your feelings better. And they also show you information about the people who are important to you, you know, your loved ones especially, but also coworkers, you know, friends. And they sometimes can give you some insights into those people that can deepen your relationships. So I could go on and on with this.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been doing this for more than 20 years. I first used dreams as a means of personal development and discovering more about myself. And in those 20 years, I have found them to address every area of life and to provide so many benefits that those few minutes that you take and you write down your dreams in the morning and you devote that time to remembering your dreams is some of the best time that you could ever spend on yourself.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I go through stages sometimes where I'm remembering my dreams, and sometimes I'll put them in a dream journal. Sometimes I'll mumble them into my voice recorder and then have to figure out what the heck I said, you know, later on. But oftentimes I'm not remembering my dreams. What can we do to help us to remember them so we can, you know, get that information out of the dreams so that we can, you know, expand in our lives?
Sure. Well, first I want to emphasize that you're going to go through times of more or less intensity with your dreams. And if you're not really catching a lot of material from your dreams, if they're not making a deep impression on you, it might mean that you're kind of, you know, cruising along in your life and there's really not a whole lot for the dreams to address. Now, if you do, you know, I remember most, you know, almost every morning I at least have little fragments, and some days I'll have 3, 4, 5 dreams that I can remember in my entirety.
Wow.
But here's the deal is that if I don't start right away trying to remember and record the dreams, then the memories are very quickly disappearing, especially some of those finer details that can really reveal what the symbolism and meaning of the dream is.
Sure.
So I keep a pen and paper by my bedside, or like you suggested, a voice recorder. On my cell phone, I've got a button I can push, and it starts recording right away, you know, so it's not real difficult. And I'll start recording the memories right away. You really, studies have shown that if you don't start within the first 10 minutes, that the dream memories are, they're basically gone after 10 minutes if you don't do something to pull them out of short-term memory. But I find that I have to do it right away. If I wake up and my mind goes off on another train of thought, if I start thinking about what I got to do today or something along those lines, then the memories are going to start fading. So that's one thing you can do, is just make sure first thing in the morning you devote that time to recording your dreams. Also, you can remind yourself before you go to sleep that you're going to have dreams, and remind yourself of the importance of remembering them, telling yourself, this is something that I want to do. So that's the first, you know, you tend, the first thing that you have, the first thought in your mind when you wake up in the morning tends to be the last thought that was in your mind before you go to bed. So that's something that can also really help.
So you have to consciously think about it before you go to bed, but you've also got to set aside some time in the morning. Instead of like jumping out of bed to make coffee and jumping into the shower, you have to leave a few minutes to sort of stay in that sleepy state and ask yourself that question.
Yeah, that's right. And don't stir too much. I mean, if you need to get up and use the bathroom first thing, you know, that's what you got to do. Uh-huh. But if you do get up, then return to your bed and get back in your sleep position. You know, put your head back on the pillow, put your notebook at your side, and start writing down the dream memories. Because it's a physical cue. I found this to be very helpful, is that you put your body back in the sleep position and your mind says, well, what was, it kind of reminds your mind that you were just sleeping. And then from there, it extends back into the memories of what you were dreaming about.
Sure, sure. Yeah, there's a lot to be said for muscle memory. I know that when I do a healing session, I go through a debriefing process and I make sure people are still lying down as long as they're comfortable doing that, because they remember much more of what their experience was. So same sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, we call it muscle memory. I guess it's the brain as a muscle too, you know? And so the brain has a similar sort of mechanism that works in it.
You know, I've always been fascinated by dreams. And once upon a time, I just thought they were weird. And then, oh gosh, you know, 25 years ago when I was facing cancer and I was in therapy for the first time, I began to realize what an important tool they were. But I remember having a dream back then. This is back when I was facing the early stages of cancer. Doctors had nothing to offer me. And I dreamt that I was in a theater and I was about to go on stage as an actor in a play that I'd been in for a while. And I wasn't sure if I was going to continue, being a part of the play. And I remember looking outside the theater window and seeing beautiful green rolling hills that I felt so drawn to. And I remember wondering, am I going to go home or should I stay in the theater and continue working in the play? And I remember sort of going into therapy and interpreting that. And it was just sort of eye-opening for me. So, JM, what would your interpretation of that be?
Well, I was going to ask you if you interpreted it as, was it helping you to decide whether or not you had the fight in you to go on?
Yeah.
You know, because oftentimes in movies or play, or I had one the other day, a dream I was interpreting that was, person was dreaming about musicals. And when you break down the act, you know, like what's happening in the play or in the movie and what are you hearing, then it's kind of a story about your life. So what I would say is that you were deciding whether or not you really, you know, I mean, you were facing this, you know, potentially, you know, mortal situation, and that you were making a decision. Do I fight or do I decide that I'm going to, you know, the curtain closes?
Right. And that's sort of what I had come to the conclusion of, you know, with the help of my therapist at the time. And it helped me to recognize, by interpreting it, it helped me to recognize that I had a choice whether to get back up on that stage and be a part of the play or go home, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And dreams, I think this is one of the ways that dreams help to determine the future, is by showing you possibilities and allowing you to make those decisions in a dream environment. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were actually working at a very deep level to decide whether or not you were going to try to fight that thing and you know, spark your body's ability to be able to heal itself, or whether or not you had had enough and you were going to decide, you know, that you didn't have that fight in you. So,
Right. Yeah,
I think that's a great example, Christine, of how dreams help you to determine your future.
Yeah. More about the fascinating topic of dreams with J.M. DeBoard when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton.
featuring his special guest, Countess Struella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Struella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Struella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Struella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, Cable Radio Network, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the author of Dreams 1-2-3, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams, J.M. DeBord. Now, J.M., before the break, I was sharing the dream I had a quarter century ago when I think on some level I was deciding about whether I was going to basically choose to live or succumb to cancer. And I did that within the context of therapy. And I know that within the context of therapy, therapists often will use dream interpretation to help people, you know, sort of guide themselves down their path of life. Do you need to have a therapist to interpret the dreams? Did we lose JM?
JM, are you there? Yes, we did. I will go back and call him right back. He must be dreaming.
The answer to my question is, do you need a therapist? Yes,
I know, right?
Absolutely. Especially when you're on radio.
Hang on, I'll be right back.
Okay. So anyway, it's kind of an interesting thing when we take our dreams and decipher them and then choose to take action based on those. I've had to do that a couple of times in my life, and sometimes it's a little frightening because I'm facing a part of myself by looking at the dream. I'm facing a part of myself that I am not all that comfortable with. But, you know, choosing to honor what your dream is saying is pretty powerful. So do we have JM back? Okay, we're getting him back. We're getting him back.
There we go.
JM,
yeah,
are you there?
Christine.
Hi.
Technical difficulties.
Apparently, and, you know, I was asking the question, you know, do you need to have a therapist involved in deciphering dreams? And all of a sudden you're gone. It's like, okay, I need a therapist right now. I've lost my guest.
You know how to think on your feet. Well, yeah, let's go ahead and get into that. You know, the impression is that you need a therapist or a guru to teach you how to interpret your dreams. And what I found is that what people need is concrete advice. They need a system for breaking down their dreams. And
sure.
That's why I called it Dreams 1-2-3. It's not as easy as 1-2-3, mm-hmm. but it's not as difficult as what the common impression is. What you do is you begin and you look at the story elements in the dream. You know, every story has a setting or multiple settings. It has characters, and it has symbols.
And so at least your dream stories have symbols.
Uh-huh.
So what you do is you take those three parts and you break them down and you look at them individually. You go, okay, well, I was dreaming that I was in a home improvement store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's the setting. What could it mean? And you start looking at, well, home improvement, maybe it means personal improvement. That's the
sure.
first possibility that would come to mind. And then you look at what the characters are. Are you talking to a sales clerk trying to find the right item? Are you, in one dream I interpreted, a guy was battling this floating goblin that was like throwing food at him, and it turned out that he was trying to lose weight and basically home improvement, improve his body,
uh-huh.
and that he was battling a part of himself that wanted to just dive into the, you know, the Dutch chocolate cake and the
sure.
gallon of ice cream, you know? And so you take that, and then you look for the symbols in the dream, and you look to see if they're all pointing the same direction. There's another part of it is that you want to look at your narrative components. Now, what that is every story has action in it,
uh-huh.
and then there's some kind of reaction to the action, and then hopefully there's some kind of resolution in it. So what I do is I look at and I say, well, what are the actions of the dream? Because most of the time they are symbolic of something, and it's all combining together to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
You look at your reactions, because even though the dream is symbolism and it's presenting to you this, you know, there's like a surface story and then there's a deeper story.
Uh-huh.
And you can figure out the deeper story based off of your reactions, because here's the thing. You know subconsciously what the symbolism means already, you know it subconsciously, and you react to that. So
yeah.
when you react to something in a dream that is way different than you would react to it in waking life, that is a sure sign that there's symbolism there and that your feelings are involved in it.
It's so interesting, Jan, because going back, you know, the quarter century ago when I was facing cancer, I'd gotten a biopsy. And this was lymphoma that first appears on the skin, but I didn't really get the fact that they were, you know, looking for something besides skin cancer. And it didn't look like melanoma. I was not the least bit worried. And I had a dream where, you know, I hadn't gotten the results back yet. And I had a dream that they had taken a needle and put it in the center of my lesion. And I woke up. I was totally freaked out. I'm thinking, this is really strange because I'm not scared of needles. And, you know, at least not to that degree. And I was deeply disturbed. And then when I went in and found out that it was the early stages of this, you know, lymphoma that appears on the skin, and, you know, they didn't have much to offer me, I started going to the medical library and reading articles and stuff. And I came upon an article where they showed how they stage the disease. They,
uh-huh.
they basically take peripheral cells from within the lesion. And at that moment, it's like, oh, my God, my dream was telling me it was indeed cancer.
Wow. And, you know, it's showing that you had some kind of knowledge already in you that you had to go to the library to, you know, to read about the medical treatments, but somewhere inside of yourself, your dream doctor actually already knew this information.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing. It kind of reminds me of Edgar Cayce. You know, he was a psychic that gave health advice to thousands of people. He had many people that he saved with his advice, and
yes.
he was sort of a country doctor, but he had absolutely no medical training, yet in his sort of hypnotic states when he would give this advice, he could even recommend doctors that he hadn't met. He'd be like, well, go see Dr. X in, you know, Staten Island, and this is the person who can treat you. He even had this information about, you know, that there was no way that he'd ever run across it consciously. And it goes to show that in your dreams there's an ultimate source of knowledge that can help you and deliver that information when you need it.
So that's great, because it's not just, you know, our mind processing our experiences. There's something more that we're getting through our dreams.
Yeah, on one level, it is your mind processing experiences and going through memories and helping you to learn. There's sort of surface dreams, and I think most dreams are, you know, really kind of rehashing what happened during the day and helping you to kind of compile the information
right.
and decide what you're going to do with it. It's pulling out things that says, hey, this is the stuff that you're really going to learn from. And then when you're in, like, say, a health crisis or an emotional crisis, or there's just something deeper that you need,
uh-huh.
then that's when your dreams access these deeper levels and pull up that information.
Right, right. Well, I know that on the Christine Eptrich Show Facebook page, some people posted their dreams, and it, you know, some of them were pretty doggone interesting. And,
yeah, they sure were.
And, you know, I was fascinated by seeing, you know, lots and lots of text with lots of details. How do you sort through the details and determine what's important?
Well, you know, we were going over my 1-2-3 system where you break down the dream into its, you know, story elements and narrative components. And what I do is I break it down and then I build it back up, looking to see if multiple parts of the dream when looked at individually are all pointing the same direction.
Ah.
You know, for example, there was one that a guy, he was saying that he was having dreams where he was looking out his, like looking out a window and he was seeing UFOs in the sky.
Sure.
And so I took the two parts of it. I go, well, when you're looking out a window in a dream, it can be talking about your perspective on things.
Uh-huh.
And then UFOs, people are said to believe in or not believe in UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I saw was a dream that was telling him, it was describing to him his own beliefs, and it's helping him to process this information and maybe come to a more definitive conclusion. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's his beliefs about UFOs.
Uh-huh.
What I saw was more of his spiritual beliefs, but that's because we're said to either believe in God or not believe in God.
Right.
You know, the same as that we believe in UFOs or we believe in Bigfoot or,
sure. Right.
So that's what I saw going on in his dream. But what it was is there were multiple elements in the dream that were all pointing the same direction.
Right. And one of the things that he said in his dream was that he was not afraid. He was intrigued and he felt kind of relieved by, you know, seeing the UFOs. And so, yeah, there was a sense of, you know, there was something very positive about it.
Yeah, so his reaction really is what's telling the story. That was another element to the dream that told me his reaction, you know, of feeling relieved. You know, sometimes there's a sense of relief when you come to a conclusion about things. And so I that was another part of the dream that made me conclude that he was dreaming about his beliefs.
Uh-huh. You know, before we go to break, JM, can you please share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. For my book, you can go to dreams1-2-3.com. And if you want to check out my blog, it's dreams123.net. I'm also a moderator at Reddit Dreams. If you put in redditdreams.com, it will forward you to my little corner of the Reddit universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a moderator there. I'm known as Rad Owl. And I am blessed with the time to be able to interpret a lot of the dreams that come in there or answer questions or anything like that.
And Reddit,
I also get
is
a lot of activity on my Facebook page. If you just go to Facebook / interpret dreams, then you'll also find me that way.
Great. And Reddit is R-E-D-D-I-T.
Yes. Yes.
Now, Benny, can you share with our listeners, if you're listening and you would like to get your dream interpreted by a dream interpretation expert, you can give us a call.
800-930-2819. Again, the number is 800-930-2819.
Great. And more with JM DeBoard when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, Cable Radio Network, and Transformation Talk Radio, and more, I can't even keep track of all the syndicated channels, but we're all over the world, and wherever you're listening from, we're so glad you joined us here today, because we're having a fascinating conversation about dreams, and I'm talking to J.M. DeBord. He's the author of Dreams 1, 2, 3, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams. Now, before the break, we were talking about, you know, the trying to make some sense out of dreams and how if we really go through this process, you know, this step-by-step process, that then we're able to sort of get the information that's in the dream, that where our soul or our psyche is speaking to us, and move forward. So, JM, in terms of like once you know what a dream means, what do you do with it?
Well, you know, the dreams are giving you insights about your life. They're amplifying the little voices in your head. So there's usually some kind of advice there. You know, there was a dream that was submitted to your Facebook page, and I had a discussion with the person about it, where he saw himself in a basically hanging from the end of a rope.
Uh-huh.
And he woke up thinking to himself, I need to enroll in college. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, you know, we don't need to get real deep with this dream interpretation because I think the message is very clear. You take the, you know, what that feeling was when you woke up, that's not just random. That's based off of the dream, and that's you reacting to the story that was presented to you in the dream.
Yeah.
Now, you could say that him being at the end of the rope, you could say that he's at the end of his rope in the figurative sense. You know,
sure.
He's gone too far with something, and something needs to change. Or it could be reflecting a fear that if he doesn't get moving with his life, that his dreams are going, in the sense of his ambitions, are going to, you know, they'll never be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
So that you take there's all kinds of good information that's in the dream. And sometimes they give you, when you're at big moments in your life, like when you were, Christine, you know, and you had that dream and you're at this major crossroads in mm-hmm. your life and you're making these decisions. But every day you wake up with information in your head from your dreams that's going to help you to live your life a little bit better. It's going to help you to understand yourself a little bit better. And it's a cumulative process. The more that you work with your dreams, it becomes a feedback loop, and the more they work with you. So you'll find after time that you don't have to spend a whole lot of time analyzing the dream. It's going to become obvious to you after you've worked with your dreams for a while what the message is and what is the call to action.
Uh-huh.
What do you need to do in response to what the dream is telling you?
Right. You know, what does it mean when you have the same sort of dream repeatedly over the course of a number of years?
Yeah, well, you know, we go through situations in our lives that can repeat. You go to work however many days a week. You, you know, you have family situations that are recurring. What I found is that especially when the dreams are back-to-back, when you'll have several dreams that all recur and it's in a short time frame, that there is a message in there for you. There's something that you probably that you need to change or that you need to do. And it becomes more and more time-sensitive. What I found is that when you don't pay attention to what your little voices in your head or your heart are telling you, when you're ignoring this stuff, the dreams will amplify, and they'll begin by maybe giving you recurring dreams, and if you don't pay attention to that, then they'll start sending you nightmares. So, you know, unless you want your dreams to just keep sending the shock, you know, it's sort of shock therapy, and somebody's turning up the dial, you know, and unless you want to go all the way to 10, you know, then it behooves you to, you know, to listen to what the dream is saying and then to reflect on it and decide what is it that I need to do in response to this.
Okay. Well, and that leads me to one of my dreams that I've had repeatedly, and you know, sometimes it'll look a little bit differently, but it's basically the same thing. I'm in my home, my house, although it's not my current house, but somehow I know it's my house, my home. And it often looks the same, even though I've never lived in this place. And all of a sudden, I discover that there's one or more new rooms that I never knew about. And it's like, wow, you know, what could I use this space for? And I didn't know these places existed, you know, within the house. How could I have lived here, you know, this many years and not known? What does that mean?
Well, first, when there is something in a dream that is incongruous from your waking life, like, oh, this is my house, and you know from your feelings that you're like, yes, this is my house, but it doesn't look like your house in real life, or there's, you know, some variations, that is very obviously that there's symbolism there. And so this is actually, Christine, this is a pretty common dream theme. In fact, I read a study that said that the number one dream theme is being in a house. And I found that when you discover new rooms in a house, what it's doing is describing a way that you're discovering new things about yourself.
Sure.
It could say that there are new areas of your life that are opening up, because we are said to construct our lives. And when you have, you know, when a dream around you, wow, sorry.
That's not the Blue Angels here.
Yeah, those feet over top of our house in a glider.
Yeah, those Blue Angels are a little older on your end than they are here locally in Seattle for this weekend. It's like the Red Baron. Is that who it was?
Wow. Okay, so let's go on there. They buzzed the top of our house. That was not cool. Okay. Anyway, sorry, Seattle.
Hey, live radio.
Live, can you tell?
So, yeah, you're said to construct your life around you, and your home is the place where you live. And so your mind and body are also places where your psyche lives. So what I would say is that you're discovering new things about yourself when you discover new rooms in your house. And then you go on and you say, well, hey, what can I do with this? Well, you discover something new about yourself, and you decide, well, what new direction can this take me in? How can I integrate this into my daily life?
Sure. So, you know, the extra game room or three extra guest bedrooms, you know, it's all telling me something.
Yeah, you know, for the guest bedrooms, it might be that you're finding that you're becoming more expansive and you're able to have more people in your life. You know, I mean, relationships take energy, especially if you do it right and you really, you know, put your energy into it. And so I would say the first thing I would think is that if it's guest bedrooms, then it might be saying that you're finding that you have more energy to give to either to more people or to maybe more areas of your life in some way that maybe involve relationships. But yeah, that's a very fascinating, some fascinating dream imagery there.
So let me ask you, JM, when is a dream not really information about our psyche? So let's say, you know, you've interpreted the dream that this man sent in. What's his name? Jonathan, I think. No, Brandon.
Yeah.
About where he's outside or he's looking through a window and he sees all these UFOs and he actually feels relieved about it. Could it be that he's tapping into something that's precognitive, like, you know, or and I know that's sort of an extreme example, but if somebody sees like a car accident or something in their dream, How do you know if it's just something you're processing versus precognitive?
Well, first of all, you will engage with the dream content. There, you will have reactions from inside of you. Your mind and your heart will react to the information. Now, I've been asked many times, and I'm studying this for my next book, putting together many examples of precognitive dreams that are basically confirmed dreams, like Abraham Lincoln's dream about assassination and Sugar Ray Robinson's dream about killing an opponent in the ring, Jimmy Doyle, and it actually happened.
Right.
What you look for are details that match with your with real life. So to give an example, I had someone come to Reddit Dreams who was scheduled to take a flight the next day, and he'd had a dream that he was in a plane crash. And I asked him, I said, well, was the plane, could you see that it was, like, let's say that you're flying on, you know, XYZ, you know, airline carrier. And, I was like, well, did the plane say XYZ on it? Was it the same type of plane that you'll be getting on?
Sure.
Did the concourse in the airport, did it look the same? Were these details matching from waking life? Because otherwise, what you see in it is, if there's symbolism in the dream, then most likely it's telling a story about your life instead of about your you know, like, it's not predicting something that's going to happen.
Okay.
It's using it as a metaphor. And in his case, if you look at taking a flight, it's saying getting to a new area of your life or reaching a personal destination. And if the plane crashes, what it can mean is that something got in the way of reaching your destination.
Right. Yeah. But if the details are accurate, and it could be like the universe is you know, giving you information that already exists in the field, because, of course, time is not relevant. And
yeah, and you often get either a tingly feeling or you hear a ringing in your ears.
Ah.
That's when dreams are precognitive. I can't say that it's every time.
Uh-huh.
You have to kind of go through a checklist and go through and say, well, is it symbolism or is it precognitive? And so you look for those real life details. You look at how your feelings and how you react to it.
Uh-huh.
You look hard for what could be the symbolic, you know, interpretation of the dream. And if there's no symbolic interpretation, then you look for these other details, like, you know, did I have ringing in my ears? Did I hear like a buzzing sound? Did I feel tingly? There's something in your intuition that tells you, hey, this dream is actually showing me a possibility for the future.
Right.
And if it's a bad possibility, like you're going to be in a plane crash, then, on the morning of 9/11, those planes actually had much lower rates of occupancy. They had people who were scheduled to be on those flights who didn't end up on those flights. And this has happened. They've shown it in like train crashes and plane crashes and stuff like this. That it seems that there's something, when you look at the statistics and the numbers don't lie, there are more people who don't get on that train or don't get on that plane that day because they listened to the little voice that told them, hey, you know, there's something bad that's going to happen today.
That's fascinating. I mean, I've heard all sorts of stories about, you know, people who got delayed with work or they didn't get on a plane that ended up crashing. And but I had no idea that there was some statistical evidence that in fact, you know, could be supported, that there was intuition where people were getting the information and acting upon it and saving their lives because of it.
So basically, if you're in touch with your intuition and you listen to those little voices in your head, and you reinforce that with the dream content, if you have a precognitive dream and your intuition is screaming at you, you need to listen to it.
Right. That makes sense. So we've got somebody who's coming on the line, but I do believe we're going to have to take a quick break here. And so hang on the line because we're interested in your dream today. And we'll be back with more of J.M. DeBord in just a few moments.
I have just closed my eyes again. Climbed aboard the dream weave, the chain.
Try.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with J.M. DeBord, and I always love having him on the show because we're talking about dreams, and he's a dream expert. And we have a caller now, don't we, Benny?
Yep, we'll take Dalton, and he is calling in from New York. Has a great dream in store for us, so let's check it out.
Dalton, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. So you've got a question for J.M.
Yes, I actually had posted that video on your Facebook page with the intercut dreams,
right.
And I had a question. Maybe, yes, I had a particular dream in that video. I was wondering if maybe you could interpret that. It's a little strange.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us about the dream.
Well, in the dream, I'm in a house, and like you were saying before, I could kind of feel that it was my house, although I wasn't really. It didn't look like my house.
Right.
And in my dream, I find my grandmother sitting in a chair, and the chair turns around, and my grandma has a mustache on her face. And I guess my question is, in it seems as though in dreams sometimes it, like, things can seem funny in real life but be absolutely terrifying in the dream.
Yeah.
Like, the emotions don't seem to line up properly. Is that something that you've had in other dreams?
So you reacted when you saw this, what would otherwise be a pretty funny picture, you reacted to it kind of terrified? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, it was just, I had this, like, deep sinking, like, it was just a terrifying feeling. And I can't really put a finger on it because, I mean, if that were to happen in real life, it would be pretty funny.
Yeah, well, the first thing is, you know, we would want to know whether or not you'd had some recent interaction with your grandma, like in the day or two before the dream. Have you talked to her recently?
Well, the dream had taken place. I was a lot younger when I had the dream.
Okay.
I'm sure I probably had seen her a day or two before.
So let me ask you this, though. Is your grandma, I don't know how to phrase this, is your grandma kind of masculine? Not in that she has, like, body hair, but does she act like more like a guy? You know, is she more assertive and opinionated?
I wouldn't characterize her as that myself. No, I don't think so.
Okay, because there's a juxtaposition there, and I was wondering whether the dream was making some kind of commentary, you know, that she's not the typical, you know, frizzy-haired, you know, grandma who speaks very gently. She's, you know, she's very assertive and, you know, and maybe a little gruff or something like that. So I thought that maybe the dream was making a commentary about her being a woman but acting more like a man. I'm trying to come up with something that could be another possibility here. Was it like a full mustache? Was there anything about it that stuck out to you? Was it like maybe a Fu Manchu or, you know, a little curly,
it seemed to be a full, or was it just
kind of a standard mustache?
It seemed like a pretty standard mustache. What you were saying, it might actually be like, it might be something along those lines because she is kind of more of a soft-spoken, more like she's more quiet, so it's possible that maybe my dream was just doing the opposite of that, and that's what freaked me out about it.
Sometimes it's trying to show you something else about a person that is maybe something that's below your awareness level. Now, here's another possibility I thought of, and I don't think that it matches, but I'll just throw it out there as a possibility is, you know, I associate mustaches with authority because if you notice, like, police officers often have mustaches. And there is something that's strange about the way you connect the two together. You know, if you see a police officer without a mustache and they have a baby face or whatever, then you kind of tend to go, well, you know, maybe not respect their authority as much because they don't make as much of an impression.
And Benny has a mustache too, by the way. Benny has a mustache.
Oh, I have a full-on beard. I want to be intimidating all around. I mean, this is, come on now. I just don't want a mustache. I want to be really all that.
Well, that was just another possibility I thought of is that it might be some kind of a symbol of authority. Was she somebody who came across as authoritative?
Not generally, but it's possible that maybe sometime in the day or two preceding it, maybe she had taken more of a authoritative stance on something, and maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. How old were you at the time?
Oh, I was very young. I was probably only 10 or 11 years old when I had the dream, but it's always stuck with me because I just remember that feeling.
Wow,
seeing it and just being terrified.
Yeah, and you know, as we get older, we understand things as adults that they don't scare us anymore. But when you're a kid, you know, the world is still so fresh and new to you, and there's so many different things that, you know, can scare you, you know, down to your core. And that's why children between the ages of about 5 and 12, it's known that they tend to have a lot of nightmares, and it's simply them trying to process the world and the people in it. So I would say that there was something that you were trying to understand or come to terms with about your grandma, and that, you know, your reaction to the dream really tells you that there was, you know, that's the key right there, is your reaction to her and feeling terrified at what would otherwise be a pretty hilarious image.
that's my thoughts on it, too.
We're running out of time. Want to thank you, Dalton, for calling in, and thanks so much to JM, too. You know, JM, there's so many things to decipher about dreams. I've got a quick question for you before we head out. Are sex dreams always about sex?
No, actually, oftentimes they're not. You know, sex can be a symbolism for other things in dreams, and it really, other things depend, like the characters and the setting and any of the symbols and the actions and stuff going on. I mean, sometimes what you see is what you get in a dream. I mean, it's right there on the surface. It can be talking about your sex life, your preferences, whatever that is, you know. But oftentimes it can, like, to give a very quick example, there was a student who dreamed that she'd had sex with her professor, and it had followed a day when she had really gotten into the subject that the professor was, you know, the lecture the professor gave. Mm-hmm. And what the dream showed is that she'd really become intimate with the subject.
Ah.
The guy had taken her mind to new places and opened her up to new possibilities. And it was a very exhilarating experience for her. So the dream showed her having sex with her professor and really enjoying the whole experience because it was a metaphor for the way that she had, that the professor had taken her mind to new places and it made her feel exhilarated.
Right. And again, we're running out of time. I'm so sorry that we can't spend another hour talking about this. J.M. DeBoard, author of Dreams 1, 2, 3, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams, and dreams123.com and Reddit Dreams as well. Thanks so much, J.M., for joining us here again today.
Thank you, Christine.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.